Carly, you on the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, hold on, dog. My man, Rashad, what's up, dog?
What's going on? How you doing?
We doing pretty good, man. You know, me, Slay, Christine, Tim, we all in the building, waiting your call.
Okay, packed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you and Slay want to clear up any air right now so we can get into business?
Go ahead and get off your chest, man.
I'm a hold it. I'm just waiting for the shot so I can retaliate.
But, you don't want to always shoot first.
So, right now, we good. It's clear. We all right.
All right, so, Rashad, let's talk, man. You got the 7th annual Run This Town Celebrity Charity Basketball Tournament coming up.
And
me and you spoke, and the one thing that I really wanted to get across to a lot of people is that I think sometimes people hear celebrity and they forget about the charity part. You know,
yeah, they tune out the charity part, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a big part of this because it's a charity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. With my event, really, I mean, although it may have my name kind of titled to it, as you said, it's a charity where everyone in the community is participating. They're contributing to what we're able to do. The biggest thing is obviously the scholarships that we're able to provide to, you know, kids entering their freshman, not just kids, Hudson High School kids entering their freshman year of college. And off top of that, you know, we do the community Thanksgiving dinner, what we do with the Elks Club this year, the Christmas giveaways, even donating the basketball uniforms to the team, the mascot, and doing the flag football, you know, thing for Thanksgiving, and along with sponsoring a Hudson Little League team. So, yeah, it's definitely a charity, and based off, this is our main event, and it allows us to do a lot of things, you know, outside of just a scholarship. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think that's important, man. So what do we look like this year? I mean, what do you have set up? What's going on?
This year we're going to do a couple, you know, different things where we approach it in regards to, you know, we should have a good, and you and I were talking, I think this may be the best year in regards to the roster, the way it's built, and we're looking pretty good on a celebrity part in regards to who's coming. We definitely got some legit, not that people aren't legit in the past, but, you know, the dunking game has been getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the industry. So we got a couple guys that have been on the that Dunk King show. A couple of those guys are coming. There's some guys that you may not even, you know, heard about, but, you know, I got a guy that I work with who kind of scouts them out. He knows them. So we got guys coming from Oregon, California, just to dunk in this event. And, you know, you got yours truly, I know, BRC,
yeah, man,
you know, coming, working on some other people to come. I won't give out any secrets yet, but and the big thing, which I think will be fun and it'll be all talked about, is that live draft that we're gonna have on the air. And I have a current, like, a draft board,
mm-hmm,
that is turning into a flyer. I'm gonna put that on Facebook so everyone can see, you know, hey, who's who, and we talked about it as well. You and KK got this, you know, coaching battle. So
I'm undefeated, this, by the way.
You know, so this year, it's, you know, Vern's coaching Coach Barksdale, and KK's got, you know, Team Sled. So,
mm-hmm,
so it should be fun. It definitely, not all the, you know, the years, it's the 7th year, I feel pretty, pretty good about this year.
Yeah, I was gonna enter the dunk contest, but tore my ACL senior year.
At the turkey trot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? When I ran the turkey trot, I was trying to, you know, be Mr. Community. Tore my ACL senior year. A lot of schools was looking at me.
I'm undefeated. DeVry.
University DeVry. Of Phoenix, you know, they offered me a full scholarship. ACD.
Bro, they're all online schools, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I'm willing to play for whoever. I don't judge them.
He's got a good NBA 2K profile.
Yeah. You know, I just had to pick up my career overseas, online.
I just want to let it be known I'm undefeated in the Rashad tournament.
And I want to let it be known that I'm undefeated in games coached against Vern.
Well, I just want to let it be known that 90% of the games he coached against me, we both put together ourselves.
I just want to be known that in the last game that we played, I believe my team won 30-0.
That's true. That's true.
I was part of that team.
Yeah, you were part of the team.
And another thing, you know, Christine and I were talking, and I don't want to put her business out, but she told me she was going to the Justin Bieber concert.
Hey,
so put her business all out. Put it out there.
I'm joking.
You better realize who you're talking to. That's his ultimate ruler. You'll be mysteriously missing. It'll be like you never existed. I'll go back and look at a fourth grade picture. You'll be cut out. I could have sworn there was another guy in here.
What we're doing, you know, unfortunately she might be able to be there at the day of my event. So I spoke to Mr. Moranti, and we're looking to rent out, you know, kind of hold out the Elks Club after my event on Friday night. I meet and greet with all the players and, you know, some of the dunkers, you know, they have pizza, you know, it's open to the community, like a dollar slice. Just
nice.
Come through, meet and greet with the players, kind of hang
coaches.
Out.
Don't forget about the coaches now.
Yeah,
coaches,
everybody. It's the celebs who going to be wanting to take pictures with me. I know they heard of me, you know.
We're actually working on speaking with someone yesterday, and I'm waiting to. I know I said I don't want to get any secrets out, but I'm hoping to get him to come. Manny Love. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Manny Love.
Manny Love.
The little
yep.
midget.
Little person.
The little person. Which will be good because he's actually playing. He does a lot of things with Kyrie Irving. He's also playing in the NBA All-Star game this year, which
is
before my event. That'll be a good, you know, good luck, you know, seeing him being there and then coming to my event. So
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I don't know who's going to pick him up. Y'all the coaches, so.
Put him on the draft board.
Yeah,
he'll be out.
It's going to be exciting. I got a few tricks up my sleeve.
Yeah, I got some tricks. I already know my first four picks. I already know, so. Like I said, I won.
My thing is entertainment.
I'm the OG, I got
to
pick first.
I'm looking just for entertainment factor. It has nothing to do with my picks, but it got to be a full entertainment show if I'm going to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you right
now.
You
might lose.
And we're going to win.
I'm going to do the same thing I did last year. First half, you guys can have as much fun as you want. Second half, we're going to play basketball. So you can entertain in the first half. I don't care. Second half, we're going to play basketball.
I'm undefeated.
I'm on Vern's team by default, so I don't care when I get picked.
Five times Vern has failed.
It was no five.
Me.
It might be three.
Five times.
No, ain't no five.
A five-time champion.
You're exaggerating.
Vern. I am the exalted ruler.
No, you're not.
In games over Vern. Everybody just needs to tune in, because if you think the back and forth between us here, just wait till we get on the court.
well, hopefully I'll have Tank with me, man. I think I'm going to have a Giants. You can't have the Giants fan with you.
I don't want the Giants player with the Super Bowl ring with me.
DRC going to be on my team.
I mean, I'll probably take DRC.
No, he's a Giant.
We don't necessarily want him, though. I don't know. I just feel dirty with them on my team. I feel like that would be frowned upon.
Hey, Rashad, I wanted to ask you, did you ever think about reaching out to, like, some of the street ball players. I remember you had the one guy, you know, the one dribbling guy. Mm-hmm. Do you ever think about reaching out to some of the legends like Hot Sauce or the Professor or somebody like that?
Yeah, I definitely did. It's just all about scheduling and prices. You know, you'll be amazed, you know, how much some of these guys cost. I mean, they say it's for charity, but, yeah, I mean, you know, I tell people at the end of the day, and this is not just, you know, trying to boost them up or anything, like, one out of the two, like, realists, players I've played with, and like, no matter, the game hasn't changed them, is BRC and Michael Adams. He came a few years ago, he's coming this year, but like, I can take BRC right now and he'll hit me right back. And some other guys just kind of like, you hit them up, like you play with them and then you'll send them a text and nothing. They got the same number, but they got the iPhone, you'll see that they read it, and you won't hear something. Well, but yeah, I'm
shout out DRC.
Yeah, man.
So.
Yeah, I want you, Rashad, shoot as many threes as possible.
He's on my team.
I know. That's why I'm telling him to do it. Have you ever seen Rashad shoot?
No, listen.
I want you to try to get hot.
I'm gonna tell you something.
You're a shooter, Rashad. Pure shooter.
See, Rashad, he doesn't understand how this goes. Last year, Rashad came to me and said, "Look, coach, I need about 4 more minutes and I'm done. Let me get my minutes and I'm done. Listen, we here to win. I'm going 2-0.
I'm going to be in Rashad's head.
Watch my outfit. I already got it picked out.
You got dressed up?
What about entertainment?
And we got someone coming. Hopefully he's coming. Tim will be excited about it. What do we call him? Dude from Glen Falls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gerard.
Yeah.
Gerard may come based off of his status, so... I think this is the best.
I don't know, Slay, if Gerard comes, I might have to pick him.
Oh, no.
All right.
I'm telling you, I might have to pick him.
We're going to see.
He can score.
I know.
Whoever picks him, they can't pick Mike because those two will go against each other. That's something you're going to pick.
Yeah, I had to choose.
I already did.
I just want to know, like, to make it fair, like, are they going to be able to weigh Rashad's head before, if he, a jump ball, he headbutts somebody and they get hurt, I'm just thinking of us. Are people signing waivers? Is everybody going to be safe in here?
You're a dirty dog, man.
He always got something.
I just want to make sure people are safe. That's all. Safety is something that's dear to me. I'm worried that you guys don't care about the people of the city.
He's sitting next to the dirty dog, so it's probably rubbing off on him.
Rubbing off.
All right, so Christine, do you have anything that you want to? Any more you want to announce, Rashad? You have any more you want to announce? Because we're gonna go with the 5:30 freestyle.
No, I'm good.
You want to do a recap real quick? Either one of you.
Rashad, you go first.
Recap.
First I'll just start off. We talked about it. Shout out to, you know, the basketball boys and girls basketball team on all levels. And I did leave it out. The youth, we're gonna have a youth game before the main event. We got a team from Massachusetts, boys and girls club, coming to play the Hudson Modified team. So make sure you get there early. That starts at 6:00. I almost forgot about that. Obviously, everyone's focused on, you know, that the main event, but also we got the 3-on-3 basketball tournament the day after, where, you know, that's a lot of competition comes out. Same location at that 11 a.m. at the Hudson High School. So, I'm really looking forward to, you know, this event in general. So, one last thing, I thought I would speak to Sean Egan, the president of the Lily. I thought I would get the word out. They need more and more kids to go sign up for Little League baseball. I know they've been having a lot of issues with numbers. So if you're listening, and, you know, get your kids out to sign up for the Little League. KK, you can't sign up, so you have to do something else.
Hey, Rashad, tell Shaw Egan to reach out to me or Slay, because he can come on the show, and he can plug himself, too, as well.
Okay, cool.
I have a spot open next week if he wants to come on next Wednesday.
All right. I'll let him know.